it, and it took really 20 minutes long.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I apologize for that. Let's start.
Okay. Okay, you can see me now, okay?
Yes, very well.
Okay. I got a question about one of the chords that you had written last time. It's the C over B flat.
C over B flat.
Yeah, and it shows a 6-7-5-5-5-X. Is that right?
Okay, yes, that is
C. How can that be B flat? I mean, basically the root is up at the fifth.
That is B flat? No, it's C minor over B flat.
Like that?
It says, so bar 5?
Bar 5, that's, oh, well, if I had this up here, it would be 5. Okay, bar 5 up here.
So we have 6-7-5-5-5. Correct.
But that, let's see, that would be a C. Well, okay, the 5, those three notes are C major.
This is C major, that's right, and then over B flat means B flat in the bass.
Oh, that goes that way, so B flat is down here, okay.
Yes, and then if you put one more note, nothing changes, it's the same.
So... Okay, so it's a C. Okay, I was reading it the other way around. Okay.
Now, let's press to play with this video. One moment,
let me get where I can reach it.
Wait a second, because this thing just closed me all the windows. This here, aquí lo tenemos.
Okay,
okay. Then from there, example one.
Okay, this is the same thing we did last week, right?
Yes. From the example one again, because there are parts which we don't have yet clear. Put example one, this part from G minor was not very clear.
I got lost there. Yeah, I kind of get lost generally about three quarters through.
Let's check this part, because that one there, this estribillo part is not clear. Let's see if we can put example exactly on the place. Let me check this in here. Bridge. So we have the bridge from the chorus. Example two.
And the same video, but example two.
Example two, because we go to the estribillo part, to the chorus part.
Well, I don't have the notes. I don't think for the or the chords.
Oh yeah, of course you have the chords. Chords are here.
Is that the right place?
That is the right place. No. The example two.
Example two.
Example two and chords are here. The chat room.
Okay. The chords are where? The chords are in the chat room.
But it says chorus. Chorus times two.
So it's...
I lose the image here, Bruce, I don't know why. I'm seeing black.
Really? Where is Skype? I'm seeing myself.
No, look, this is what I see. Do you see me?
I see you.
Look, this is what I see.
Yeah. In as much as I'm seeing myself, I think it probably is on your end you have a problem.
No. Just look. If you see me, then that camera is working right. But click here on the camera icon to refresh. Probably that will help. This thing, the camera icon.
The camera icon. Where is the camera icon?
Yeah,
don't see a camera icon. Do you want a recall? Why don't you call me back?
Yeah, let me call you back.
Okay. Okay, is that better?
Okay, let's go to the example two, and then we go to the part of the...
Well, first I need to write down the chords.
Chords are just of the estribillo thing are seven chords. So eight chords, sorry. It's B flat, C7, C minor, B flat, G minor, and H7 flat 9. Eight chords.
Okay.
Here, look, I see you. I can see you and the chords at the same time. Look, and this thing here.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm not gonna be able to do that. I have to look over at the other computer, and I can't read it on the other computer. Last time, what I did is I wrote it down. I'd like to write it down this time. So we have G minor for two. We have G minor over A flat. Four, two.
Wait a moment, you are in the bridge part.
Well, where am I supposed to be?
Let's do the chorus, which is the second part. The chorus part has B flat. Just go up because you were reading the last part.
Where is chorus?
Well, if you go to the chat room here, you see some chords. It says lyric, first lyric, chorus.
Oh, okay, so that's... So F.
So the part which was missing is the chorus part. The other part you play well.
Okay. The chorus is what I was playing last time, and I've been working on this week, 2 weeks, right? We call that the chorus.
Chorus part is the stringing. That's right.
Okay. And that's example two.
That is example two. That is B flat, C7, C minor, B flat. G minor and A7 flat 9. Six chords.
Six chords. One, two,
yes,
three.
Yes, one, six.
Well, I'm still confused, Ruben.
That is very...
So, okay, here's what I wrote down. I got this written down. That's not going to do it then, right?
Yes, of course. You can read from the screen or write it down. Or you can print the email as a...
Okay, it's F 10 times, it's F 7th, and it's B flat, and it's G minor, it's C 7th, it's F, and the F with the up arrow, what does the up arrow on the F mean?
So the triangle on F means major, F major.
Okay.
Major 7th.
Okay, so major 7th. Okay, well, that's more than six chords.
Okay, no, six chords
one, two,
are.
Three, four, five,
these
six,
chords
six,
are B flat
10,
and
11,
C.
12,
this is 20. Two. Then C minor and B flat. This is four, and G minor and A7 flat 9 is six.
Yeah, but there is like 13 changes.
Where?
On this.
All right. Wait a moment. The piece has a part of chorus, which is the one we are doing. And that part has only six chords.
Okay.
And it repeats twice.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Well, what I'm reading where it says first lyric, that's 13.
That is not what we are playing now. That you played well.
Okay, I see. Okay, here it says...
When we play with the video, you would use it right, that thing. The part that was with mistakes is this here.
Okay. Okay, I see chorus two times now. It's B flat. Six.
C minor, B flat. G minor and A7.
C seventh two times. C minor two times. What is that? B flat. Two times. G minor two times. And A7.
And A7 flat 9.
two times.
All right, we click.
Okay, the only, okay, now the C minor, where do we play C minor? We play C minor. Like that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Click example two and let's check that part.
Hang on. There's so much in the background, I can't hear you counting very well.
Where? In the video?
In the video, yeah.
In the video, I am counting there and playing. You can just put more volume on the video.
Yeah, I just did. See if that helps. Either I didn't start at the right place or it's not six. Let's make sure I'm on two. I thought that doesn't sound like the chorus.
That is the chorus, yes. Example two, I am counting four beats before. Now, there is that E flat. And now at that point, shut up. Okay. That was good. Now we correct it. So start it in B flat, example two.
Thank you. And that's what's happening right there.
Power, okay, and then it goes the bridge. Ahora, now let's go to the strumming, which is what we said we will do. The next thing will be to put the strumming.
Okay.
Yeah, because then we have... Well, first we need to coordinate now. Now we got left hand correct. You need to check the bridge and the second lyric anyway, but that you can do for sure because you did the other thing right. Okay. So now with the right hand. With the right hand, now we need to do the strumming. And the strumming will have three notes, thumb up, middle ring finger down, and thumb down. So first, let's start with E minor, just with E minor, using this video, this realistic video. And then we just play thumb up, middle ring finger down, muting, and thumb down, which is this. Now we need to take off the capo, Bruce, I think, because we have little time.
What is the strum?
The strumming thing is thumb up, finger down, and thumb down.
Okay, I don't think it showed up yet. Oh, okay, there you go.
Okay, to the example 5, to play the double thumb down on beats 1 and 3.
Example 5?
To the example 5, yes. And then we will play these two things.
Shoot. Starred ones or all the examples?
All the examples from 1 to 12. Actually, the example we will use more here will be example 9 and 10. But you need to do all that better.